Fantastic. Nako pa asum bie nka mu nyina. E dera dia se se na wetwini wasan de yekọ aba asum bie mu na nenso yeshiem wa ha. And then, as the Zuzer store me in a chino, won't be it me about sorry in person and it. I mean, it shall be brave. But, child, mama, your mom pie.
Oh, yeah, Nana Doye, Wada. Oye, Nana Doye, Woda. Oye, Yehowah, yeah. Oye, Nana Doye, Woda. Oye. Yehovah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nana Doye, Woda. Oh, yeah. Nana Doye, Woda. Oh, yeah.
So ordained to be a prophet. Ordained to be a prophet. Now, you cry a woman to say, and then you ask a woman with you, you can't prophet that. Let's try your back up. sana iwiasenu yihunu se prophet no. It means one thing. I'll get to it eventually. But minim se ipa bebre ubi se why ni prophet a emuaye odebema ono eye baako na samri o si ordained se ya she ubi na yakopon a she ubi ana se yakopon asafo a she ubi eya yihu se except your papa no asofo, they are ordained as ministers and are priests in ministry. Na nyame from dia yente ene dia obi an etene frem ankrankre nanso omunya fantiti enu wi a enu dia e dey di pefe am ehu say yes your papa yi sisi yashane sofo. We don't usually hear when people, you know, we don't hear the calling of other people. Everybody hears their own calling. But then when God calls somebody in ministry as a pastor or a priest, we witness the ordinations. We've witnessed many ordinations of our ministers in the physical, like in our sight. We know that God ordains them spiritually too, but we see the ordinations here in our church. And I know it happens in other, you know, denominations like bishops and, you know, all of them, when they're ordained in front of a church. However, I personally haven't seen anybody ordained as a prophet. I have seen priests who are also prophets, but I haven't seen anybody physically ordained in, as a prophet, not in my congregation at least. But we do have prophets, not in my in our church as a present church of Ghana, even though we have prophets. And I believe that there is a reason why it is so. Bijidi say bi as bibi potin wo hontia ye hu say ye sha so fo ye say bishop now so prophet dia me hu say ya said dey be agent so na ye sha na prophet me dey me hu bi o pressure as of muda me hu bi so as of bi muda me ebia mo ya me na me hu na meka na meka ne say prophet no kra no ono ne hwan. Who is the prophet and what is a prophet supposed to do and who ordains them? Why ne ehye odifo odifo dey ni bebre ehye Old Testament New Testament kra mu bu Elijah Joel just like a default ekukudam. Now, so me send me a mekan, me who say a diomu jina baby, a shum, so me a default. And the scientist, my kind, Jeremiah 4:10. No, my kind of brother, I read the first Bible reading. It says, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you, I knew you. And before you were born, I sanctified you and I ordained you a prophet to the nations. The Bible says that the word of the Lord came to me. This is Jeremiah speaking, saying, before I formed you, I knew you. The word of the Lord, that was God calling Jeremiah. Jeremiah friend, na ehonono. The word came to him. The word came to him. And he said, before I formed you, I knew you. Let's just say, ansana eradibe freu difono, na onu krayo ni mo difone dida. And then it also says that before you were born, I sanctified you. I set you apart, sanctified you, and then I ordained you. This shows us that nobody ordains themselves a prophet. First of all, you have to be called. Second of all, God ordains a prophet. Nyankopon ena ohye odifo. In fact, I like the tree translation of ordained, because you say yashewo. It's not something that you want to do. Ordination, being ordained, is not that you want to do it and you're doing it. It means that, first of all, God called you. You said in Jeremiah, kind. Jeremiah said, the word of the Lord came to me. That was God calling him. And then after that, he told him all the rest of it. And then he ordained him. Osheno, Udifo. Osheno. In Shani Chese, I have called you, you have responded, and I say, whether you like it or not, you are doing it. That's ordination. Washeno. Yichi no sani kano. Osheno, Udifo. Na, enwe chino, Bible Chese, Jeremiah can say, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. A radifra Jeremiah, I don't know, JY. Scholars, Bible scholars, just said Jeremiah was about 17 to 18 years old. Jeremiah, no, you have a it did not say, ah, a radimisa. Manusun Shadanti, mean to me, Koka, Nyawo Kano, just said, mean to me, Kasa. Now, a radishani ding, Eka Chen say, or say, but the Lord said to me, do not say, I am a youth, for I will send you. And whatever I command you, you will speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Some verse way, and in the tratras, we agree to forget the work where you're home, as you could teach me a genasho. We take it just out of that context. Nyama, a didi, a new one, sign the radical, such a Jeremiah, and you know, cry, you could just say, and you know, and you know. You could share BB with us a crying, you could decide, and you read, but there were some conditions that came before God said this to Jeremiah. A friend, no, no, or say, one can so uncle Mumma, I must say, Radimisa, Minim Casa, and a radition, but God reaffirmed him. He said, I'll equip you and I'll be with you. Just tell them whatever I tell you. Beloved, the job of a prophet is to speak forth or declare the divine will of God and interpret the purposes of God to his people in his own way so that it influences them back to him. Prophets, nejuma potins, armenu, any say, any neina. Se Ewurade asema enta semu beyi na di ye beyi na di akire nipa empo e Kristo for cry ya se enim no no na se yegina ba bia enya asan atwen aba ne nchen. The word of God that comes from a prophet is always supposed, first of all, no esema we need aho ese e asema a dream is in your maybe so. Say, Odifo Kasa. Nyakuponya one way God in the prophets speak in different ways. It's in a terribia, a assembly of Becca, a summary free Bible. Last week, Mianka Zametehano, a summary by, and that's why Mikani say, a decem. I just took it as a prophecy that was coming. The word of God that came last week said, the word is life. For me, last Sunday, I took it as a prophecy. Because, that's how it comes. It doesn't do it. And yes, oh, and yet there be a prophecy, but to say, predictions. And also, but nyami onye one way God, emiti prophecy, no, about in different ways. In different ways. Etebia, it comes in correction. Say, ye ye bibia enye asafo. Ana se, ye ye bibia enye as onipa uwo de ankra ankra bia. Prophecy comes to correct. Eba se, ebetinitin yen. Kan Jeremiah book na, in sema e course was a human emunu. Na e nsemu, na erade kuma eti, a chese, oh, who nya onye? I need my phone to just always. Me and me dimu free Mizraim buy an affair with Tata. We just say, and Niam, we ref him, a radia seminal, and I'm the prophet Suba, a bekai kayamo, etnums, a dear muye, and yet, na say ne radi esye. It comes to correct. And the other thing, sometimes it discloses secret sins. Secret sins. Ye mahu kwanya. Ne radi ho hum ye juma pa. Etibia ne me bia ye yesie no. Nyako pon di for it me be daddy. Se boni we in my 18 ase yabano. It sometimes it exposes secret sins. Afi ni di honon so ni se. It can predict the future. Ehona enei confusion no ewono. Obia ka bibi baako ne ba mu pe osimi yodifo. In the Old Testament, the prophets were the custodians of the Holy Spirit. So when Yakobon hum sania eba odifo no so aso for hozo na odifo no ni sani ba omso a omo no moka say that saith the Lord. That saith the Lord. Say, Eradi say, Eradi Asem say, Eradi say. Na enei, they can't like Jani Isaiah Mabreso. Na prophets, no, no, in fact, Ezekiel say, not your sofa, but no size with a prophet. But now sofa, ni na na a prophet. Na enei, dear, minu mienu, Yesu Christo be woman, intino, hongo kron krono etiemu. We can prophesy. Hallelujah. We can, because and yet they were full custodians of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit came upon them and they were the only ones that were, you know, could say things. You know. Yet, yeah, because Jesus Christ will be weird, you know. Bible actually says, or no, or the Achadian teacher, or Missania, or no pay. And no moon in a teacher for a soft for evangelist and a deep for so a woman. Or the fool. And yet, obia or your prediction be a and your deep for. No mom, you know, to me a decent. Yet we can't decent. But when I make an omotia say, it is a me soon die and rat. Nasa moves and no is an omi. And I'm soon die no. Na say, ni say, ni say, Nessie. I found home. Iti no yana bomadiana bompayena yefeni radibe. Na sister Naomi at the corner mika and the home from Akrafano na obompaye no bas oh sister asama ka ide. Yemi won pa o nyaku puntu miso. Na fiti fiti hono. Sister Naomi debia no afrem antinana unsunda yebia e den nyamya ka fa meho ene e hwana me so su nyaku pon hun kunkun eti mi mu no man hwe mi hu su ye pe. Now, me swim before me who defo, now for the misoria, and I say, and I say, and when I say, Abba pity, we are see, bebre. The prediction part of prophecy. But that is not what prophecy is all about. That is not what prophecy is about. June, are we able to project Bible quotations today? We are. Okay. Can we project 1 Corinthians 14? I want us to do 1 to 5, and then we should do 12. 1 to 5. And then we do 12. 1 Corinthians 14. So this is what the Bible says. It says, follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. Fear anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. Indeed, no, let me say it again. I don't have my glasses, I can't really see. For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. And indeed, no one understands him. He utters mysteries with his spirit. We'll come back to this. Can we just go to the 12 right away, and then we'll go from there. I want us to do the 12. So it is with you. Since you are eager to have spiritual gifts, try to excel in gifts that build up the church. Try to excel in gifts that build up the church. Mbacho wo, se achede no eradi di mami, Na se mi say me a prophet and a prophetess. Na me de me no me ti fie say say sorry cry me ma because I have so much. I'm so gifted. And say yeah whatever and I be whatever. Na eno ena me ye Bible ni say try to excel in gifts that build up the church. Before so say prophecy, we should try to get the gift of prophecy. Bibi biara irade achedi biara de maye no de maye say evema na safu etumpon enye ye dia is no gift belongs to us. Every gift we have, say a prophecy, you say whatever it is to edify the church and to let the church build up. I don't know why I say, you know, prophecy, you know, I don't know. We don't even care about the rest of it. All we care about are the predictions. And the sad part is there are people who do this who are not even, don't even have the Spirit of God. You see, that's the easy part. And it's for somebody to tell you, say, BBBC, not BBSC. And of all, when we look back in the Old Testament, the prophets were in the Old Testament. Their lives were always in danger. And do we remember their lives were always in danger? It wasn't a profession of, I don't know how to, and yet, a juma, nanipakra kondo, because a juma we are, eh, we ye. A juma we are, ubet me a woo. Jeremiah, Bible said, they question cistern, cistern, the queen of crime, meaning uncorrect, yes, and I yankre. A Buddha, yes. It wasn't a job that was, you know, that. No, it wasn't. It was a job that is why na Yakupon sheni passe onye because obi no be so ka so me a prophet. No. It wasn't an easy task to accomplish. Because it did not just involve seeing ahead of time. That's what it involved. That wasn't the whole thing. Say, we bet me a kind of future. Say that it involved serious words from God reprimanding his people, and the people didn't want to hear that. 80. Right now, all we hear, the Bible has said it in the last days. There are few who are actually exhorting us, giving us exhortation, correcting us, and you know, encouraging us to move away from what we are doing that is not right in the sight of God and come back to our old love. Ebi muso na ye prophet no New Testament Old Testament you know a prophet. If I use the Old Testament, we even have the books of the prophets. And I used to buy. Jesus Christ, he was everything in one. In his time, he was a prophet. He was everything. And I used to Christ, he sent the Holy Spirit to come and empower us. And he trained the Holy Spirit to buy. It's the Holy Spirit, no, so buy, you know. Nipa waho, yabwa chede, wabwa, nipa waho, omu, they hold the office of the prophecy. They hold the office. Omu, omu, he said, there's any of a papaya sofo, no, sa. Also for us to be a prophet. Now, so what we can future, and then we just saw a prophet. Me jina hai, me preachy, me kwa so for school bia, nyamia do na medika. Pacho me yosso for. Me pacho nyamia shami so for. Have I been ordained in the present church as a minister? But Papa is a minister. I'm doing something that he does, but I'm not doing everything that he does because I can't give you communion. I can't do anything. There are so many things, even spiritually, that I can't do because I am not a priest. And so the Bible says that those gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us, there's a gift of prophecy. There are people who actually hold that office of prophecy. And those are people who talk to us. And wow, obi so nyami di fo a sembi o kan bia no esa wo hwe bible mu asa ente bia na ye kristo som no eya ye bibi a me seda ente ase se ye si ye som erade Jesus Christo obi kas by all means we are in the spirit, we have to believe spiritual things, But don't just follow anything. And then there's the other half who don't believe anything spiritual. The other half. Bibiye nwa ye ka ewo honhom a ye ye gidi. Ye ba sorry pepepe. Ye ka Bible pepepe. Nanso bibiye nwa ye ka honhom a ye gidi. Eno soso enye. Eno soso enye. Yeah, third Bible reading. Can you please put that up for me, the third Bible reading? I want to go there and then I don't want us to stay here too long today. Can you just put up the third Bible reading for me? Luke 4, 21 to 30. So the scripture says, and he began by saying to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Please, can we go to 22? All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. And they said, isn't this Joseph's son? They asked. 23. Jesus said to them, surely you will quote this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum. 24. I tell you the truth, he continued. No prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Or see, I assure you, okay. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath, in the region of Sidon. And then there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha, the prophet. Yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman, the Syrian. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him down the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Onofo, Yesu Christo asemini, or say, Emra okunafo no, Elijah ko ni ho no, ne enye onun kura ni okunafo, ewo samre no. Eti edi eti na Yakobo ma ni ho e kwambre no Elijah ni ho na Irade ma Elijah ko e ya tosu mienu Naaman e kwatani no onu zo na enye onu kwa ni kwatani samre no na ede na onu ho onu Elisha onu na esani yare o kire ne kwa be faso asani yare yesi odifo eni enu nyam e woni kru Yesu Kristo na eka onu no yodifo o nyame ba de so satam no sanso yodifo. Sometimes we don't even acknowledge what God gives us in our own congregation or in our family or in our cities or in our church. Let me say in our church. And if the will is not there to receive, then it will not come our way. A bad day and Yankopon who grew up by your side, you man, why you? Hallelujah. If we are not ready to receive what the Holy Spirit brings us, how are we going to get anything? If the Spirit of God is working, even when we are praying, when we are in prayer, and the Spirit of God starts to manifest, and somebody in this room picks up their handbag and says, I can't believe this is happening in the Presbyterian Church, and leaves, how do we expect the Holy Spirit to keep visiting us in all the other ways, in all the other gifts? And then sometimes, when I hear somebody in this congregation say, hey, now we'll be about tongues to crumble, no, it's not me. Oh, minya. Maybe I'm now a prophet too. And you don't understand what I'm saying? Maybe I'm now a prophet. Paul's a prophet in Ukraine, a gift, a no, a bruni, not just say, tongues, dear, maybe I'm now a prophet too. Yeah, my and we are one boom fiance. It is a gift. We should desire the gift of prophecy, we have been told. First and most. It is a the fact that somebody has a gift that is not a measure of their righteousness. Hallelujah. Say obi wo a chedi bi and I say I'm just gonna use tongues again because that's the yeah dream will tell you the idea measure of righteousness. Say obi bo tongues here and let you say, oh yeah, angel. And if we think that way, we are just narrowing our minds and narrowing ourselves, and it's not a good thing. We need prophets to arise in this congregation. Here I say, a deep for a best sorry, a woman Zion as a fumu. Here I say, a chadiano, a sonny good yasuna, a bro yaso. Yes, a hungrugum nedima, na oshe nodima. Eti misramo manzaya nasafu. Yendiye, evi vatayana. Asafu 24. We don't deserve the gifts. Katkis. We don't deserve the gifts. So, where are the gifts? I know people in this congregation here, if the gifts, the Holy Spirit starts manifestation of the prophecy, the gifts of prophecy in this church, they will leave. Because it has happened. And that is not what we need. These are the end times. We need every gift to operate in the church of God. We need every gift to operate in Mount Zion. We need every gift to manifest in Mount Zion. But above all, we need the gift of prophets. Here, Mukai said, years before Jesus was born, the great prophets in the Old Testament prophesied about him that he was coming. So, and it took years. Bipachowo, Oma omu wui ansana yewi yesu no. Mujidi se, Oma nga se, go for me a false prophet. Because they didn't see the birth of Jesus Christ. I know some of them believed it, but I'm sure some of them said, Musi ebewi yesu, wa cha 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 cha, he never came. Where's the deliverer? He didn't come. And they died. Some of them probably died thinking that, said, you know, all these prophets, great men, Isaiah, Munina, they were lying because they didn't witness the birth of Christ. It's the same way now you and I are supposed to prophesy about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And I know there are people who don't believe that he's coming, but he is coming. And that is why we need prophets to arise in the church. Who will speak and shout? Prophets don't say things that people like. Prophets, you know, me who I'm over here. A man I'm talking about prophet and I said they were ordained. I don't know. Because 99.9% of prophets, so-called prophets that I hear now, when I read the Bible, it doesn't tell me they are prophets. They are not. Some of them are soothsayers, some of them are predictors, some of them are even using evil spirits. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. We are supposed to manifest the gifts. We are supposed to manifest prophecy. Our elders know that we need it. That's why the Holy Spirit led them to say, ordained to be a prophet. There should be many prophets rising at this time. These are the end times. Many. Mount Zion, if there's 300 of us, there should be like 150 prophets in this church. Prophesying, not in just this church, prophesying to the world that Jesus Christ is coming again. Why? Because this, and this. And then the Holy Spirit will throw in a prediction. And then you call your sister and say, "Sister, I know you are sleeping with this woman's husband. The Holy Spirit has revealed it to me. But let's pray about it and let God draw you back." You see, we don't see any of those things. And so we just sit in sin. But that's what prophets are supposed to do. Prophets see secret sins and expose it to the person, not to everybody. Maybe that's why prophets give Lucas to Yenyan, because Yenyan will be big cry. But that's not how it's supposed to be. When the Holy Spirit reveals a secret sin, you tell your brother or your sister and go through the Bible, and then you tell them that, you know, this is what the Word of God says about what is going on right now. Or even the congregation. If we have sin, secret sin, open sin, a prophet tells us that this Mount Zion as a congregation, this is what is going on in the, and that is why this is going on. Say na ekwaso, eti na Nyankopon ye say, eti na Nyankopon ye say, ema asafo no. Na sa prophecy ni die, enam nipa bebree so aba. Sometimes you don't have to shout and speak in tongues and translate it. Sometimes the prophecy comes just like I'm talking to you right now. It comes in different ways. Our God is not a one-way God. And while I'm on this prophecy thing, I'd like to read Ephesians 4:8. It says, "Therefore, says, when he ascended on high," that is Jesus, "he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men." Ephesians 4:8. Jesus Christ on one seven year king. And now 11, I'll say, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, and for edifying the body of Christ." Mount Zion, we are the body of Christ. So all these gifts that Jesus once among the Ephesians, that was Jesus, that he held captivity captive. It, you know, what teacher, you know, and a way jar gifts so through the Holy Spirit, that we should use it to work. Sometimes I'm very saddened because I don't see it. I don't see the gifts working. Impo and a prophecy gift na yejuma. Impo and a prophecy gift na yejuma. Today, all we see is in the church, not in my church, but in the church in general, is stomach prophets. Prophesying. And this is what God told me. If you don't come and see me, this is what will happen. And say na nyakupa ka kire me. It wan be hu eh onu mi hu ye no wan be hu me. Anything na ba ni sa. Are you God? Are you God? Wo ye nyame? You are not God. There's only one God. We are prophets. You are a prophet. You release the God gives you the word. You release the word to the people who are supposed to hear it. And then you leave the rest to God. It's not your place. You are not God. You can't replace God. Yama prophets, no, and then you have to call them. You have to, because every time they are telling you something different. We have the prophets we see on the radio, and then we have the ones who are underneath them. But they almost more. And I say yay, and I'm who say, and I'm who say, you can see relations, but you're still not a prophet. You, some of you, I am who so da who bibi, who so da who bibi mani bemuda, who bibi or when this mani bemuda. It doesn't necessarily mean you're a prophet. So why are we letting people deceive us? People who are not ordained to be prophets by God. God called Jeremiah. He ordained him and then gave him the word. And he said, go and tell them what I tell you. What I tell you. Some of these people are just using and I say and the webewu and the webewu and the hwan America for and the music breach here about her America president or yakokura or chinami so and I see where we cry say we anya me hwanwa. You know, prophesy about things that will edify people of God. That is what it is. Now, so what's baby? Now, got him say, President, your president is a Kramuni. I mean, God bless their soul. I mean, anything can happen. Even young people die. So if you tell me, say, and I saw that this person was dead, and in America, for the so what? What does it do for me as, you know, cleansing me of sin that I've done? And then making sure that when Christ comes today, I'm good enough to go with him. And no, dear in there, it will be for my sister. Then who's a woman, me a baby for? On why you mean, and a moon says, I'm talking about prophets. Now, you understand what I'm saying? And say, hey, Udia Bompaye. But then read the Bible and find out. Say, whatever prophecy is coming is a word of God. That's what it's supposed to be. You see, prophets, I'm going to move to him. Everything obia na noa bibio ka bia nyakopon na ka che no na nyame di sasem na bro no e di na nyakopon eye amao ana di na wo ya ebe ma nyakopon adwene asakra wo bibia wa ya ho na se yesu ba wo ne na atimi akoda nkwamu. That is what we should be thinking about, and that is why, you know, we should read the word of God last, because it the word is life. It is true. Because if you don't read it with the word of God and align it with what somebody is telling you, you just be blowing around with prophets, so-called prophets, who are not ordained by God. I'm just wondering if somebody can actually call themselves a prophet. Is it possible? It is, because that's what a lot of people are doing. Our pastors, we know they're ordained here, and then they call them Reverend this and Reverend that. But I know there's a reason why prophets are not ordained, because they are ordained by God. Our pastors can be a pastor and still be a prophet ordained by God. You and I can be sitting here and still be a prophet ordained by God. But we can all not be pastors at the same time in this room. So that is why God is the only one who ordains prophets. And it's in a radi ephraim, Jeremiah, or no, or friend, no. And I was saying, share no. And after I was saying, share the day or say, oh, me, Timmy, your he. In strong many me, I said, my mechanic and nunaka. Out of four. And my year, my nipper be, and fat on my year fno, and your my dream, and I die. I am very happy about this theme that our elders were led by Holy Spirit to share with us today. There are just basic things that we should know that a prophet should do. And that is what we are sticking with. Say, in the end, a prophet possesses a marvelous and a bold gift of prophecy. And it is, he is passionate about God and the word and is absolutely willing to share it, even if it is not received well, just like Jeremiah. Prophet, no, osu nyamia semu na chesa odina kuma ene ni kre nyina so mu di akire na asem no oka nya nyamia sem kana no no oka na onsuro se enipa ensomu ye onu de nyamia hye ne so onka no ka no beka chesa na ye nua ye papa ye nana Jeremiah eye ye no. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Paul said we should pray. Most of all, we should ask for the gift of prophecy. Like I said, this is the end time. We need souls to be won for Christ. We need prophets to rise in the church. And yes, if prophets rise in the church and they see things and they tell us, it's good too. You call Acts of the Apostle, you call Agabus. Paul, you call Kuhuno. Or you send Chenibi. Or you in the belt, you're the trade, a bit of trade, and then Saturday, and then not for say, see, and I need part near my beef in Hono, you call Kuhuno. Not a prophet, Agabus. na Paul ehui ogitumu onihu se bebasa na so koe etebia nyankopon efa ni prophet so eye yen senche ni bisa achre. We need those things still. We need it. It's not the Old Testament. This was in the New Testament. In teacher said, we still need it. This was after Christ had come and sent the Holy Spirit, which means that we still need prophecy in churches today in different ways because our God is not a one-way God. Na se bibi betuyen ya nyame difo bi wasafo yimu e dan nsu obugu office yi afi bi drive ko fi na mi su bi se rade e ti odifo bi ani ma Zion a ohu se nsu yi e be buagu e dan mu ana. I cried on my way home. I was just so emotional about it because bibi bi ani wa ya ketwa me rade. There's nothing too small. It is hard to know. He could still have revealed it if I know. And so many other things that are happening in this congregation. That tells me that we need God. And not just that we need the prophets. I say that there's nothing small for God. It may be a call retreat. Now, your papa bako kache say, I did with an emergency prayer. And when found side there, so and I say, sir. Now, then I can't ask him, then you may know. Me na me who me glasses. You call evening, you know. I'm saying, my shisha. I'm saying, you know what? Let me pray the emergency prayer. I'm saying, Rade, my glasses, I'm saying, and you know, I'm saying, I believed and I stood in the faith and I prayed the prayer. And in 2 minutes, I'm saying, I'm going to get ready to look at my glasses, not the Hebrew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, if we have the faith and we believe, I know that these things are very small for God. And he will set up prophets in this congregation whose eyes he will open. Now say impo as afun penny for cry to anamon bia. Nyamyo di for no bet mia kache and say, Mufa benkum na mamu fanifa. Hallelujah. And in yina kahubi. And na nyakupa safo. Ayaden. Or say he will equip the church. That is all part of it. Yeah, check code, yeah, check nipa say, moon free bonne ho, na mum na yesu Christo, yeah, sign baby no. Na in Sanchanusu, eh, sisi wasafu no mo. Eh, chess, I'm pa, na go for home, grow, eh, day, eh, yeah, Juma. Minim say ni pebi wasafu ma, yeah, say Jeremiah, Yagopo, Eden, sa, a kayan did that, and sign here, but now so, minim say, Gideon is so, say, yan, yeah, hook it to a bio. Me bom pa, yes, say, a radinan kasa. Oma odini nsa akika umasafu yumu no. Omu mfiasi. And they begin to manifest their gifts in this congregation. So that Mount Zion will go forward. Mount Zion will not crawl. We will walk and eventually we will run to his glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. It is say na ye de bewi ye na wi ye ni tintin ni tietia ene ani say it say it minya prophets am be kenya mi asem atwini pa abenya mi fie ye ya ye wonya mi fie so ye ntwa ye so omso be kasa kire ye kenya ye na atwini adwini asan be fie na afisu ye binya prophets. Say Nyakopon ye one way God in tea and say chani be de di humu. May manifestations begin to happen in this church and even extend outside the church. And let it be a sign upon this church that God himself has raised prophets. Hallelujah. Meye Juma Meradi Meye Juma Meradi, so friendly, I'm ready. Yeah. ye bom pa ye be bom pa ye na sera dis a chedi biero de sma ye mu ada ada. We are praying that whatever gifts God has planted in us. Today we talked about prophecy, but we know there are other gifts. We know there are gifts of healing, gifts of faith. All the gifts that God has planted in the mouth in this church. If you are at home, if you are at home, we ask that you stand up in prayer with us right now as we begin to pray and ask that God Himself sparks at that gift again. Say, I check gift here, we are Muno, and I didn't cast her and son Jack. Namaza and Safuya fire to my penfra, Yakuba, Kuku, and that do us a Fuyumu, Emma Yetuma. Bible said, a radifra Jeremiah 2017. Let us say, Jeremiah from Sukaho, and Colano Sukaho, Yenabaka Samuel, Neradika Sachano Swa, and Swati, and Rewa, and Mamba Wa, and Rantia. That gift has no qualification, but the qualification of the call of God. So we are praying in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Mount Zion, a radica, a bio, Ocean, who. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that every gift, Lord, that you have bestowed upon this congregation, especially the gift of prophecy, Father, we pray as we cry out to you this afternoon that you yourself shall rekindle gifts to the congregation, that whatever is dead, because you told Ezekiel, we know that whatever is dead in this congregation spiritually, Father, you can raise it. And as we speak, as we cry out to you, Lord, as we pray, we know that you yourself shall let it manifest again in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Pour it onto us. Hallelujah. Pour it onto us, Lord. Pour it onto us, O Father. In the name of Jesus. Pour it onto us. In the name of Jesus. Pour onto us. In the name of Jesus. Your gifts. Your gifts. Your gifts. In the name of Jesus. Pour onto us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, so don't know.